Kiryat Yearim is the gateway to Jerusalem. It is a historical stop on the journey of the Ark of the Covenant in the land of Israel. You are invited to stop for a moment at this station and listen to the captivating story. The biblical story takes us back to the book of Samuel 1. A fierce battle raged between Israel, situated at Evan HaEzer, and the Philistines, who camped at Aphek. Both locations are in the Shvilah region, near modern-day Rosh Ha'ain. The Israelite forces were defeated, and the people came to the camp, and the elders of Israel said, "Why has the Lord beaten us today before the Philistines? Let us take to us from Shiloh the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and he will come in our midst and save us from the hand of our enemies." The Ark of the Covenant is the heart of the tabernacle, the main symbol of God's divine presence resting among the Jewish people. It houses the tablets that Moses brought down from the heavens to the nation. God would speak to Moses from between the two winged angels that were atop the ark. According to the Talmud, in the Tractate Bava Batra, the relationship between God and the Jewish people was visually expressed by the dynamic movement of these angels atop the ark. The Ark of the Covenant was carried on the shoulders of the Levites for 40 years as the Jewish nation crossed through the desert. It led the way both physically to the land and spiritually to the heavens. The Jewish nation followed the ark as they crossed the Jordan River. At various stages, the tabernacle was placed in different locations in Israel, the most important and longest of which was in Shiloh. Let's go back to the war against the Philistines at Evan HaEzer. The Ark of the Tabernacle was brought to the camp by Hophni and Pinchas, the two sons of the high priest Eli. The arrival of the ark arouses an outburst of joy among the Israelites and waves of fear throughout the Philistine camp. But surprisingly, the Philistines recover and deal a very strong blow to the Israelites. The emissary runs up the mountain from the battlefield and reaches Shiloh, bringing difficult news to the city. He reaches Eli the Kohen, who served as the judge of the Jewish nation for 40 years, and relates, "Israel fled before the Philistines, and also there was a great slaughter among the people, and also your two sons perished, Hophni and Pinchas, and the Ark of God was taken." For Eli, the last piece of news was the most important of all. "And it was when he mentioned the Ark of God that he fell off the chair backward through the gate opening, and his neck broke, and he died." The Ark of the Covenant was taken into captivity. It was moved between three of the five Philistine cities. In every city that it reached, the hand of God struck the residents. The Philistines realized that having the Ark in their presence causes disaster to befall them. And they place the ark on a new wagon, hitched to two cows, who they send straight to Beit Shemesh, the Jewish city opposite the land of the Philistines. The return of the ark is celebrated in Israel, but in Beit Shemesh as well, the hand of God strikes the residents too, and they hurry to ask the residents of Kiryat Yearim, which is on the route to Jerusalem, to take the ark to their village. Here in Kiryat Yearim, the ark is kept under conditions that protect its sanctity, and the result is a spiritual revolution in the nation. The Jewish people once again start to serve God alone, as it is related in the book of Samuel. And it was from that day the ark was stationed in Kiryat Yearim that the time ran on to 20 years, and all the house of Israel were drawn after the Lord. And Samuel said to all the house of Israel, saying, "If with all your heart you are returning to the Lord, remove the foreign gods from your midst and the Ashtaroth, and direct your heart toward the Lord and serve him alone, and he will save you from the hand of the Philistines. And the children of Israel remove the Baalim and the Ashtaroth and serve the Lord alone. Rabbi Yehuda Landi of blessed memory, who was a resident of Kiryat Yearim and passed away on the 13th of Elul, 5783, researched the journey of the Ark of the Covenant and reached the conclusion that the Ark arrived in Kiryat Yearim on a route that passed between the mountains opposite us from the south and crossed at this point where we are now standing. King David wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant to the city of David, but another tragedy hit the people as they celebrated this journey, and the Ark stopped for 3 months in a location close to Jerusalem. Afterward, the big moment finally arrived and the Ark was brought up to Jerusalem with joy, cheers, and shofar blasts. And David, with all the house of Israel, made merry with all instruments of cypress wood and with harps and with lyres and with timbrels and with sistra and with cymbals. In the next generation, King Solomon built the temple. The Ark of the Covenant returned to reside in the Holy of Holies. At the next square, you can see the artistic display featuring a harp and the 15 steps on which the Levites would stand, sing, and play music. As described in the Mishnah, with harps, lyres, cymbals, and all instruments of song. Thank you for listening. We invite you to continue to visit additional squares where you can hear the story of Kiryat Yearim.